At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour, topping the news today. A few more days of extreme heat are forecast for northern and central California as high pressure remains in place over the region. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for the Motherlode and valleys until 9 p.m. tonight. Additionally, a heat advisory will be in effect on Wednesday from noon to 8 p.m. High temperatures will range from 99 to 102 over the next few days, with a bit of relief coming this weekend. Now, most vulnerable to the heat include children, the elderly, those without air conditioning, and those with chronic ailments. Now, remember, all of us, to drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room if you can, stay out of the direct sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Take extra precautions if you work or spend time outside. When possible, reschedule strenuous activities to early morning or evening. And know the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. And remember, anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location.
Cal Fire completing a hazardous fuel burn near the intersection of 49 and Pool Station Road tomorrow and Thursday. The two burn areas encompass approximately 125 acres of annual grasses, oak woodland, and scattered chaparral species. The landowner, the Performing Animal Welfare Society, PAWS, utilizes areas adjacent to the burn area as a sanctuary for abused, injured, and abandoned wildlife. The burn area will effectively create a defensible area of reduced vegetation between Highway 12 and San Andreas, alleviating the threat of wildfire. To the wildlife sanctuary, as well as the residential subdivisions adjacent to the burn area. The burn is anticipated to begin between 8 in the morning and 10 in the morning both days, expected to last 6 to 8 hours. Now, the public may see smoke or fire during these times near the Highway 49 Pool Station Road intersection in the community of San Andreas. Cooperating agencies assisting Cal Fire Tuolumne Calaveras Unit with the burn include San Andreas Fire Protection District and the Calaveras County Air Pollution Control District.
And the U.S. EPA, that's the Environmental Protection Agency, is scheduled to begin the removal and replacement of polluted soil at the end of Spun Road this month. The EPA will remove soil in the Argonaut Mine headframe area at the end of Spun. This area is part of the Argonaut Mine Superfund site. The cleanup operation is at the request of the state of California to address lead and arsenic that polluted soil in this area. The work is scheduled to last about 4 to 5 weeks and will run Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trash, postal, and delivery services will continue as normal in the area, and residents will experience light construction noise and reduced parking on Spun Road. Now, a key set of documents explaining the cleanup work are available to view on the EPA's website or by visiting the Amador County Library. If you'd like to speak to someone about the project, you can call Gavin Pauley at 415-535-3725.
California's power grid operator said it's not anticipating energy supply outages over the next few days, as temps are expected to soar to triple digits in the state's interior. Over the weekend, the California Independent System Operator, CAISO, said in a statement that there is enough electricity to serve the expected spike in demand, but it will continue monitoring the grid closely in case it does need to call on the public to conserve. The ISO says the state is better prepared to avoid last summer's rotating blackouts. However, they did caution the power grid of the nation's most populous state still vulnerable to extreme heat waves that could force more outages. Now, as high pressure builds over the region through this week, triple-digit temps for the valleys and 90s in the foothills will put a draw on the system, with more air conditioner usage putting a strain on the grid.
And the Amador County Sheriff's Office is reminding area residents about safe and responsible hunting and target shooting. The office often gets calls for service involving shooting that results in it actually being legal target practice, but they still investigate all calls thoroughly. With that said, target shooting also results in wildfires each year. Ricochets from bullets hitting steel or rocks can produce sparks lighting dry materials. Hot days and dry conditions add the risk. Now, also, all target shooting has been suspended on National Forest and BLM-managed lands due to the extreme fire danger. Always be aware of your backdrops and think before you plink.
And an initiative to allow sports betting at tribal casinos and horse racing tracks here in California has qualified for the November 2022 ballot. The proposed constitutional amendment qualified on Thursday. Backers submitted 1.4 million signatures, and the Secretary of State reported counties verified enough to qualify the measure, which would exclude wagering on high school and California-based college teams and require bettors to be age 21 or older. Again, that's exclude wagering on high school and California-based college teams. Now, a financial analysis by California's Legislative Analyst Office said the proposal would bring in tax revenue and create new regulatory expenses. The measure would impose a 10% tax on gross gaming revenues from sports wagering at horse tracks. Tribal casinos would give the state a share of revenue to at least cover regulatory costs, subject to negotiations with the state governor. Now, in the 3 years since the U.S. Supreme Court removed legal barriers to states allowing sports betting, it has been legalized in 26 states, but not yet in California.
And Amador Public Health will hold a Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination clinic today at the Health and Human Services Building from noon to 4. Eligibility for this clinic includes those 12 years of age and older. To register for an appointment, visit myturn.ca.gov. Now, anyone under the age of 18 must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian or bring a completed consent form signed by a parent or legal guardian with them. Now, again, that clinic is today from noon to 4 at the Health and Human Services Building off Lower Ridge Road.
And no-cost COVID-19 testing still available here in the county. Available Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Health and Human Service Building parking lot on Conductor Boulevard off Lower Ridge. Drop-in testing is available. Testing staff will approach your vehicle with instructions. They make it very easy. Registration may also be accessed through the county website or by calling 888-634-1123. Again, registration can also be accessed through that county website or the phone number given.
And Amador Arts invites the public to view Miwok Patriots, a chronological exhibit of local Miwok wartime efforts. This exhibit tells the story of the Miwok men and women that have volunteered to serve in the United States Armed Forces. You'll learn about the role these patriotic Miwok people played in the wars throughout history, from the Revolutionary War to current day. Amador Arts is able to make this exhibit possible through its partnership with the Miwok Heritage Center and the Amador Senior Center. The show will run through July 2nd, Monday through Fridays, from 1 to 6 at the Amador Senior Center on New York Ranch Road. A public reception will be held on Saturday, the 26th, from 4 to 6. To learn more, visit amadorarts.org.
And swim lessons will be offered at the Jackson Pool this summer. Info can be obtained by going to the City of Jackson's website. Now, registration is by mail, open till June 3rd. Jackson will be the only pool giving lessons this year in the county. Again, for more information, visit the Jackson City website.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.